practice isn't just about doing it perfect. Practice is about reps, knowing some days you're going to have a legendary day in the cage or on the field, and some days you're going to feel like you took 10 steps backwards, but you showed up. That's what consistency is.
Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're listening to this episode of When the Cleats Come Off, I am so happy to have you here. Let's get right into it. You saw the title of today's episode. It is Do It Scared. And half the time, the battle is in our own brain. Too many of us are not living to our potential because we are only working hard when we feel like it. Well, today, we're going to debunk that. Have you ever said this to yourself? I'm just not in the mood. I'm not motivated. The timing isn't perfect. I'd rather spend all day laying by the pool instead of getting a 30-minute training session in. I mean, it's summer. Shouldn't I be enjoying it? Well, yes, you should be enjoying summer, of course. But I'm pretty sure we all have 30 minutes, an hour, maybe even just 10 minutes in this 24-hour time span in a day that we can devote to making ourselves better. I mean, shoot, you're already spending time listening to this episode. That means you have time in your day to maybe put in a little bit of physical work on yourself, on your training. I might actually be recording this episode more for myself right now because my excuses have been at an all-time high right now when it comes to working out for me. I mean, I just had a baby. I'm tired. I didn't drink enough water today. I also have a toddler who needs my attention. I'm a bad mom for putting my needs before theirs. I just don't have the time. These words are a daily occurrence in my brain. But when I was feeling my best, I made time for myself, even if it meant throwing on Bluey in the room next to me just to get a 20-minute lift in. Yes, in order to work out, I needed to make sure my toddler was fed. I had some sort of distraction for him. But we'd mosey down to the basement. I'd get my work in, and sometimes it wasn't pretty, but we did it. Some days my training got interrupted. He'd jump on my stomach when I was doing core work. Sometimes he'd give me an extra 10 minutes to get another stretch in. Whatever time he gave me, I would take it. Now, this was before the second baby came into the picture. But now I have all these excuses of why I can't work out. But I am one for one this week. I'm recording this on a Tuesday. I got a workout in yesterday. I know I'm going to make time for myself today. I'm going to try to create this consistency because I know when I was consistent and just showing up, that's when I felt my best prior to this baby number two. And I want to get back to that. Every time I worked out in the basement, I would feel refreshed because I accomplished something. Even if it was only 10 minutes, it was something. It was better than nothing. I've learned that the key is just showing up again and again and again, whether we are motivated or not that day. Practice isn't just about doing it perfect. Practice is about reps, knowing some days you're going to have a legendary day in the cage or on the field, and some days you're going to feel like you took 10 steps backwards, but you showed up. That's what consistency is. By showing up time and time again, you're proving to yourself that you can do hard things. You're teaching yourself that self-care is actually work. Sometimes the hardest thing is just showing up. Jess Sims with Peloton, one of my favorite instructors, I love her strength classes and especially her boot camps. I can't wait to get back to those, like fully being able to lift strong again. As soon as we get on the bike or the timer starts with the workout, she says, "Congratulations, you've already done the hardest part of the workout. You showed up. Check, done." I love hearing that, and I love taking that with me into every aspect of my life. I'm not in a place where I'm working out 6 days a week like I did before I had the second baby, and it truly bothers me. I want to get back to lifting heavy. It's mentally hard for me because I know right now I'm in a season where I'm naturally, because I just had a baby, not as strong physically, and I have to inch my way back to that. Sometimes I don't work out if I can't lift heavy. I don't have enough time in the day. I'm watching the boys all day. I feel like I should meet maybe a pelvic floor specialist before I start pushing my body again. I mentally don't feel like a 10-minute workout will really take me anywhere. I struggled with this post-college where we were working out 1 hour a day every single day. I was like, what's 10 minutes going to give me? These are the common excuses that I'm making for myself. But how do I get back to feeling strong and confident in my body and my mind? You know it, by showing up and just doing a little, a lot. That could mean 10 minutes of core strength, a 30-minute walk with the boys and the dog, a 15-minute postnatal yoga class, or maybe even a little lift. Resources have literally never been easier to find with YouTube, social media. My dad is loving TikTok right now, finding strength exercises for his back. There are some good ones out there, I will say. There are some bad ones, but there are some good ones. For my case, Peloton, there are thousands of workouts that I have archived. And yes, I probably can't go push myself with a Matt Wilpers ride right now. I would probably kill myself. But there are so many workouts in the archives that I can just get started with. So technically, it's never been easier to set ourselves apart. I got that from my buddy, Chris Fasami. He put that on his page and I was like, he is so right. We have more resources now than we have ever had before. But we also might have more excuses. But we won't be able to set ourselves apart unless we show up. I do a little enough times consistently and I'm right back where I want to be. The key phrase is to do it. That's why Nike's slogan is probably one of the greatest ever. The key phrase in Just Do It is do. Don't think, just do. Do it tired. Do it unmotivated. Do it motivated. Do it scared. Do it bored. Do it excited. Just do it. I was nervous to start swinging from the left side when I was 11. Then I became a college athlete and hit 400 by my senior year. I was scared that I wouldn't start as a freshman because we had a stacked outfield in the class in front of me. I was our starting second baseman by the spring of my freshman year. I was scared to record my first podcast episode. Now we're 225 episodes in. I was afraid that having kids would slow me down. And I've never been more fulfilled in my entire life. We all have things that we're afraid of. And excuses to back those up right now. But here's the key. Don't do it perfect. Just do it. Consistency compiles. Now let's get to work. If you're looking to start taking action today on your confidence, I developed this $7 Goal Smasher confidence course during the incredibly hard season of COVID because we just didn't have enough things that we could be doing to challenge ourselves. So I built this course. It was 14 days of just actionable things that you can do to accomplish to help feel like you've done something that day. And it is a huge hit. We've had so many people log in and tell me how their athlete was doing things, challenging herself and making it a goal to challenge herself every day, even if it was just something as simple as a quick little core session or taking some time to journal about a tough game that she maybe had. I want your athlete to start getting in the habit of doing things hard. So if you want to check out the Goal Smasher course, just head to ashleybtraining.com, check out all of my virtual resources, and check out the Goal Smasher course. It is only $7 for a reason. I want everybody to get their hands on this because it could transform how your athlete thinks and challenges herself every day. So head to ashleybtraining.com if you want to jump in on that course, which you will have forever. So you can repeat it, rinse and repeat it as much as you want. and I hope it could be an incredible resource for you. If you felt like this episode really resonated with you, let's save it. Let's listen to it whenever we need to get back to work. If you enjoyed it enough, maybe share it with a friend, maybe write me a review on Apple Podcasts. Let's get the word out there that it takes work, it takes doing things to feel confident. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. Let's get to work. And don't forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling. And I'll see you next week.